Kuvo Jazz 89.3. Yes, with Shamika Copeland, I'm a woman. And yes, I am. And happy International Women's Day it is. In the studio today is Simone D. Ross, President and CEO of the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce. Simone's a visionary integrator with a proven executive leadership track record. She is an operations strategist who takes a 360-degree approach to strategic operations with a unique focus on operationalizing equity and inclusivity. Now, the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce was founded in 1988 by a group of 9 women to give women a voice in business, support women in business, and provide resources to help them succeed. Now, women own 10.6 million businesses in the United States and employ 19.1 million workers. That's 1 in every 7 employees. Women-owned businesses account for already $2.5 trillion in sales. Colorado is ranked first in the country for economic success and second in the country for most entrepreneurial. Wow. The Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce is a place where you can grow your business and career and make a community and economy stronger. And she's a Colorado native. It's joyous to be in your presence, Simone. Thank you for taking the time to be on KUVO Community Connection.
Well, thank you so much, Tree. It's an honor to be here with you.
And being a native of Colorado, as I am, your family's values, upbringing instilled a strong sense of importance of community, family, and building through investing. Is that the and success in others' dreams of one another? Now, is this what led you to founding the Simone D. Ross LLC consulting firm with the vision of catalyzing human thriving?
Wow, that's a big question. You know, my family does have a legacy here. My grandfather is he's the father of jazz in Five Points, George Morrison Sr.
Yes.
That's my great-grandfather. My grandfather was also a violinist, but he did a lot of impactful work in education. And my grandmother did a lot of work in politics, serving under several mayoral administrations. And she's really an astute businesswoman. And then my aunt went on to Washington, D.C. as the first Black Sergeant at Arms. And my mom has worked in education for her entire career. And so I think they probably have some level of expectation.
Just a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think maybe. I will say I think that I owe it all to my grandmother because I didn't go the education route like everyone. I went the business route, but I think I took some of that spirit of activism and creating change that I think even probably started with my great-grandfather. He would have to go in the door and the back door of the country clubs he played, but he would tell the people that were working the front to not let his grandchildren have to go through the back door.
Amen to that.
And so that was a small act of activism. And so when I think about what I'm doing today, it's kind of marrying that business, working with the business community, but also working with the business community to really help them see the importance of creating gender equity in work, and to see the importance of ensuring that women of color have the same access to opportunities and equitable pay that their white male counterparts have. And so we know that actually Tuesday the 12th is Women's Equal Pay Day. So that means that women have to work 12 months and 3 months longer than men. Black Women's Equal Pay Day will be July 9th of this year. So that means that Black women have to work 1 year and 7 months
wow.
to reach pay parity to their white male counterparts. And so these are the things that we're working for at the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, tighten up that gap. All right. Well, after 15 years of corporate experience, you bring a powerful voice to the importance of creating equality with businesses, enterprises. And what is your mission now?
Ooh. Really, my mission right now as the CEO of the Colorado Women's Chamber is to make sure that women have access to equal opportunities. So I want to see Colorado's corporate boards have more women of color on those corporate boards. Right now in Colorado, only 28% of corporate boards have women
That's
on them.
A low number.
It's a low number, but comparatively speaking, from 2011, it was 3%.
Well,
so we're making progress, but it's not quick enough, and it's not enough progress. You know, currently 1 in 4 women hold C-suite positions, and 1 in 16 women of color hold C-suite positions. So my mission right now is to get more women in C-suite roles. So that they can create the wealth and legacy for their families. And quite frankly, women offer so much from an innovation perspective, from a leadership perspective. We're brilliant. We're the glue that holds most organizations together. We just need to be paid for it. We need the opportunities to really flex that leadership that we have.
Wonderful. So let me ask you, how does your team reach and encourage the youth to start thinking about their future, and how can the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce assist them?
Ooh, this is a big one, too. You can't be what you can't see. And so we really try to be representative at the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce, just being able to provide examples and mentorship of women in leadership roles to let young girls know that they too can be, I don't know, the next CEO of the Women's Chamber or the CFO of a bank. We do have some partner organizations we work with. Yesterday, we took over the Capitol. There were about 100 women that ascended upon our Colorado State Legislature for CWCC Day at the Capitol. And one of our partner organizations, Girls Inc. of Metro Denver, was there. And so we really work hard in close collaboration with organizations like Girls Inc. or the Girl Scouts of Colorado so that we can provide accessibility to our leaders at the chamber to those girls.
That's nice. That is great. Let me ask you, so when did you find out about the CWCC, or when did you join the CWCC?
Yeah, I have been involved with the Colorado Women's Chamber my entire corporate career, and I worked for a lot of large corporations for about 16 years before I started my own private consultancy. And actually, the chamber was my client. My consultancy, I preferred chief operating officer roles just on a fractional basis. And so I came in and I worked with them to help them with their plans and was really able to see what a cool organization it is. And I said, you know what, this is a way to make impact. So I'm actually the first Black woman to ever serve in the role as the CEO of CWCC and really give voice and different perspective to the state. Just based on my experience, I did a TED Talk in November titled Black Women Are Safer Working From Home. And so it was great to be able to present that to a different community who had never thought about how corporate culture impacts psychological safety, to where certain women, Black women, don't sometimes even feel safe coming to work. And so I've been CEO for 2 years. I'm really proud of the work that we're doing. This year, we're calling it the year of HER. So Harnessing Equity and Representation is what that stands for.
Excellent. That is absolutely wonderful. You know, Simone, I want to thank you. I wish we had more time. Unfortunately, we don't, but I want to thank you so much for the valuable information that you've given us here today. And how do people get in touch with you at the CWCC?
Yeah, you can go to cwcc.org. You can find all of the pictures of myself and our staff, and they link directly to email addresses. We're very responsive. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm just at Simone D. Ross. You can also follow the Colorado Women's Chamber. We're at CO Women's Chamber.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Simone, for taking the time to join me for KUVO's Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard. We're going to get back into the music now with Terry Lynn Carrington. She had a project called the Mosaic Project. This is Transformation on KUVO Jazz.